objection to the motion? There you go, Judge, it's so, House Bill 157 is amended by the Senate Finance Committee. It's passed from the committee with a good pass recognition.
With a PS, with a PS department, did your money requested in this time? For safekeeping, for your own safekeeping.
These are the people here, that's their church organ. And we'll return to the committee substitute for House Bill 91, enacting supplemental appropriation to the Department of Law.
Mr. Chairman, for the record, my name is Richard Burnham, and I'm Assistant Attorney General with the Department of Law. Appreciate the committee holding this bill for us until I have an opportunity to get there.
91, right, House Bill 191, committee substitute.
91.
Well said.
Mr. Chairman, the bill is in total amount of $104,100, broken down into four increments here. I'll just begin with the top one and work through them briefly, and then any questions that you have. The main component of the $104,000, $61,000, to pay for expenses incurred during the election contest. They come mainly from travel expenses and from additional contractual services that our budget didn't provide for. Now, the election case started off with a procedure that's never been done before in the state, and that is a complete audit of the election, which meant looking at all documents at the election offices, and any time there appeared to be some discrepancy or some problem with any precinct register or anything else that went on, someone flew out to that precinct, interviewed people. We incurred travel expenses from that source. We also incurred travel expenses between Juneau and Anchorage. We had as many as 20 attorneys at a time working on the case. We incurred additional travel expenses for flying to New York and Washington, D.C., and that was because of contractual services that I will address later. We had to hire expert witnesses to set up statistical models for the vote allocations and things like that. Our total travel that we were unable to absorb in our present budget that was devoted to the election case was approximately $17,500. The second source of expenses which led to this supplemental were additional contractual services. We have a total amount of additional contractual services because of the elections case in the amount of approximately $43,500. Those contractual services were mainly devoted to Michael Finkelstein, who is the expert on election contests, and he is from New York, and he is the individual that an attorney from our office flew back to New York and then to Washington, D.C. to deal with. Now, we have absorbed some of the elections costs. We've absorbed them from our budget to the extent possible. We've used vacancy factors for savings. For example, there's nothing in here to cover the tremendous amount of overtime that was devoted to the case by secretaries. We've absorbed other costs as far as we could. We are unable to absorb the $61,000 that remains from the elections case. With respect to the $24,000 for...
Mr. Van Hooten, have other questions on the first question? $61,000 appropriation?
No.
Okay, please. Proceed, thank you.
I would point out also, Mr. Chairman, that our travel budget is a modest budget to begin with, and $17,000 that was spent for the elections case equals more than 2 months total travel for our entire department.
If you have no questions on one, the first item, sir.
The second category was the cost for the settlement of the Angayak versus Byrne lawsuit. That was a lawsuit that challenged the manner in which the state conducted or a portion of its food stamp program, particularly in areas outside of the main metropolitan center of Anchorage, Juneau, and Fairbanks. The case was brought by Alaska Legal Services. The case was split into two parts. First, the question of whether the state indeed had violated the law and the manner in which it ran the food stamp program. And the second issue was going to be what would be done about it, what relief the court would provide. court decided the first issue against the state, and we then sat down with the plaintiffs in the case and agreed on a settlement, essentially, of the second issue of what we would do to modify the program to respond to the complaint. We were then presented with a cost bill from legal services in the approximate amount of $38,000, and we discussed that with them and negotiated that and ended up agreeing to a figure of $24,000, which was in our view was a good deal. We felt the court would award at least that amount to legal services.
Senator, legal services,
legal services is funded, as I understand, mainly through the National Legal Services Corporation. They do receive some state funding. I believe the majority of it is from the federal government, but if you're going to follow up and say it's the state suing the state and awarding the state funds, in a sense, that's true.
Why would you have to pay them? Why would you have to pay them? Would you ask a lawyer to come and ask the legal services provision Representative Zagak or
We just cut the other appropriation.
But the reason we entered into the agreement, Mr. Chairman, is that the Alaska Supreme Court has ruled that the Alaska Legal Services is entitled to an award of cost and attorney's fees just like a private attorney is. And the court isn't the one to step in and say, well, I'm not going to award them because it's the state. The state, that's really not the court's bailiwick. And because we felt the court was going to grant them, we entered into this agreement at what we thought was the best possible price.
Mr. Chairman, why don't we just appeal that so we'll just strike that and we'll get an automatic appeal. And if they want to sue us again, we'll sue us again.
Well, I would point out, Mr. Chairman, that that our department entered into essentially an agreement filed with the court that we would pay that amount and that we would seek the funds from the legislature. Now, if the legislature doesn't appropriate that, that's another question, whether the court would step in and take it from our department anyway. I don't know the answer to that, but there's a possibility that the court would.
I think that's what we ought to do, and let's see if the court will do it. Then you can come in with supplemental to that.
I'll just follow up on what Senator Ray's question was. Is this attorney fees or is this just a grant or so?
Well, these are for costs and attorney fees, travel costs.
The people in the legal services already drawing a salary, and are they on the payroll and everything?
Yes, they are.
Well, then what? I fail to see what giving them attorney fees for if we've already paid them as attorneys, and then we're paying them attorney fees too. It looks like it's just kind of a misposition
Mr. Chairman, the attorneys in our department are also on salaries, but we also collect costs and attorney's fees when we prevail in a case. That's what the law in this state is with respect to collecting costs and attorney's fees. It doesn't matter whether the individual is a salaried individual. They're still entitled to their costs and attorney's fees.
They've never had collected one from the legislature, have
Your fees would in the general fund, however. These don't, even though they have restored the general fund to the government.
I believe some of the fees that legal services collect go to the national. I'm not certain of the exact percentage that are retained by Alaska Legal Services versus the percentage that goes to the National Legal Services Corporation.
What you say may be true, but my question really is, none of their money goes back to the general fund.
That's correct.
Like you got a good deal on that. You chiseled them down from $37,000 to $24,000. Just makes you wonder what would have happened if you'd given them the entire $37,000.
Well, Mr. Chairman, the standard approach, of course, the cost settlement, the awarding attorney's fees and cost fees, to look at the full cost and then award a portion of those, usually the court. I guess I haven't seen the Supreme Court go over maybe 65, 70%.
Fee bargaining instead of plea bargaining.
We felt we got a better deal by the agreement than we would get from the court, or at least right. As good.
I have three.
items three and four, Mr. Chairman, are settlements for right-of-way settlements that occurred back in 1972 and 1973. Essentially, those are very good bargains for the state because of inflation since 1972 and 73. We are paying an amount based on a settlement back then, uninflated, and consequently, those are good deals. We can weekly extremely good deals.
With your item three and four, item four, let's say $5,000 to cover the right-of-way settlement for, due to the state unknowingly taking possession of 9 acres of private land during road construction. Does the $5,000 represent payment to the private individual?
Yeah,
that's
correct.
Is that agreeable to them?
Yes, it is.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator, Mr. Chairman. We have a amendment.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We do have a matter to clean up. It relates to the Allakaket school appropriation that we put into House Bill 94. Gary has the materials to pass out, and he will explain it.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, Gary.
In the language in House Bill 94, which appropriated $120,000 for beginning construction on the Allakaket school, the language on page 3 indicates that insurance proceeds received as a result of the fire at Allakaket on January 25 will lapse into the general fund upon receipt. That the Department of Law has notified us that the total insurance proceeds to be received under that, or as a result of that fire, is $600,000, not $120,000, which is all the committee was appropriating, or all the legislature was appropriating on this bill. The Department of Law has indicated that if we leave the bill the way it stands, the entire $600,000 would lapse into the general fund and Allakaket couldn't use it. The suggested amendment that I've worked up with the Department of Law would be on page 3, line 2, after the word proceeds, we would insert up to the amount appropriated by this section. Page 3 of House Bill 94, which I just passed around. On page 3, line 2 of House Bill 94, after the word proceeds, we would insert up to the amount appropriated by this section.
I can't believe that bill is out of our hands.
Yes, I know. And I've discussed this with the Department of Law, and they've indicated that we can amend that bill as long as the bill that we amended with passes after the governor signs House Bill 94 into law, which he is going to do on Tuesday.
Can I tell your event, your proposal for the amendment?
Okay. The amendment on page 3, line 2, after the word proceeds, insert up to the amount appropriated by this section. Now what that would do is indicate that only the $120,000 that's being appropriated now, when the insurance proceeds come in, only that much would lapse into the general fund. The remainder of the $600,000 can be used to rebuild your school. I don't believe it was ever anyone's intent to keep that $600,000 in the general fund. It was only the intent to get the $120,000 out to Allakaket to get them started on construction.
You could put in an amount there.
We cannot amend this bill.
I've been told by the Department of Law that
a free conference?
Yes.
This is a free conference.
It's
a bill that has been accepted by both houses.
You can amend it by a different bill. Or...
Yeah, but...
I'm suggesting, Mr. Chairman, that on the bill we have before us,
I say, okay,
this language go on the bill, a new section on the bill that you have before you. Okay. This language go in that bill. I'm sorry if I want to
put it here.
What
bill? 91?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Any bill that's going to pass out of this committee, Senator Ray. Yes. I'm trying to just find one that's going to
work out. You're not
talking about
91 is the one you have before you?
91 is the one we have before
you. Make a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Law, and you're going to change the title, is that it?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Okay, so where is your amended language then?
The amended language, we would add a new section to House Bill 94.
Mr. Chairman? I hate to interrupt, but I'd like to have the guys come back to the table because this bill,
the vehicle may not
go
If the bill isn't going to make it, then...
Well, I'm sure that it's not, but I just...
All right, then...
I'd like to have...
We have the material. Are there any questions on this?
Well, the idea is all right.
This idea. Mr. Burns, please.
Get another bicycle in there.
Assuming that none of these funds were appropriated or passed, what would happen in the Department of Law? Your overall budget would be, is it fair to say that other than crying a lot, essentially, you'd just have a reduced service level out of the Department of Law. That's essentially what would happen, is not?
Extremely reduced service.
Okay, good. Are all your cases followed in terms of cost tracking, similar to the way these cases are followed?
The large cases are. I mean, obviously, we have...
Large, what's a large case?
Well,
anything over what?
I would say anything over $5,000, $10,000.
Excellent. You got two cases. I'd like you to tell me what the Department of Law spent on. One is George Atkinson. I'd like to know how much money the Department of Law spent on George Atkinson. And Roger Y. Ford. I'd like to know how much was spent on the Roger Y. Ford case. And Mr. Chairman, I'm going to move to withhold this bill until we get that information.
I'd like to amend that, if I might. I'd like to know what they spend in prosecuting the Wells case.
The Wells case.
We've already talked to the Department of Transportation about that.
Can't make it down in priorities.
Is that the name?
Wells. The matter has to do with material sites.
Mr. Chairman, may I ask Senator Sumner what was involved in the two cases and make them...
Well, I think that they're all own cases.
Yes.
I'm not really a follower of what happens in the Department of Law, but I've read the newspaper. A great many would be a good source of information.
Yes. George Atkinson, where the Department of Law has proceeded in what the opinion of many people are, beyond any reasonable limit in the pursuit of that case. And some of them have floated at one time, as was reported in the press, that even though they thought Atkinson might be right, that the Department of Law had better staying power and could win ultimately anyway. In Roger Y. Ford's case, he was a fellow that had about a $90,000 commitment to bondholders that the Department of Law, or the state, thought he had violated some way or another, and they proceeded they pursued him for about 5 or 6 years now, and the principal amount of the bonds involved to the bondholder for $90,000. And I expect, if they are anywhere reasonably close to cost tracking, the state has spent over $140,000 to $150,000 in that case. And George,
what about the case where the guy had the? What about the securities case? The one that the court-appointed attorney that spent $160,000.
That's the right one of them, I think, is the right one for you. No.
I don't know.
No, this is Department of Law.
Well, you people prosecuted this guy.
We may well have.
And I'm not, hitting at you. All I'm saying is, in terms of priorities, it may be that there is too much money in the Department of Law if it has the option of continuing the type of pursuits that I've witnessed in a few cases. And that's something I think we could get a handle on once we see what the figures are in some of the cases that we've mentioned here.
I think that what we'll do is have staff draft a memo over there.
Okay.
Did anybody have questions? How about the one that we have a court-appointed attorney who paid $160,000 the public defender along with the Department of Law on this one case to keep the guy from being extradited to Florida? I'd like to know about that one. How much you people have spent on that and pile that up and add it up together with what we paid the $160,000 to the court-appointed attorney and what the public defender's paid and all the rest of it. I'd like to know. I'll bet you it'll be $300,000-$400,000 to keep the guy from being extradited on the same charge in Florida that he charged them in Alaska.
Give us some idea of what their priorities are in terms of existence.
I think you did a good job on that.
Do we have the memo?
You need a motion on the memo?
Okay.
You need a motion on that letter?
On this letter, yes. If there's nothing further, though, on 91, we'll return that to the bill file and then we'll get the memo that expresses it. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have before you the letter of intent for HB 143, committee substitute. You had a chance to
move and ask unanimous consent.
that we adopt?
Yes.
Hearing no objection, so ordered. This floor is being extended in adjournment.
Oh, did you? Okay. Call me to order. First item of business, Thursday. What's the number? Senate Bill 130, which is on the calendar today. If you could get Senate Bill 130 out, it might be in your out file. That scholarship bill, it's on the calendar. The question is on page 4, lines 4 through 6, which is section N, whether or not in the finance committee we had deleted that. And we read the minutes. Senator Ray moved to delete section N on page 4. No action was taken on the motion. Senator Holman moved to hold the bill with that amendment until the next meeting without objection. It was decided to hold Senate Bill 130 until Monday. But then later on in that same day, Senator Hackney asked to bring up again Senate Bill 130 and at least pass from the Finance Committee in order to meet the 60-day limit. Senator Hackney moved to pass Senate Bill 130 with individual recommendations without objection, was so ordered. So the question is whether we moved it with the amendment or not with the amendment. My feeling was that, we didn't take action on the amendment.
Didn't take action?
We didn't take action. We held it with the, you know, with the bill to bring it up at later time, but then when we brought it up, we forgot to bring up the amendment.
Who was present when it was passed out?
Okay. When it was passed out was, Sumner, Dankert, Holman, Ray, Hackney, me, and Bennett. Everybody was here.
I thought it was general agreement to take that out.
Was there any objection from any member?
What did we take out?
Oh, okay, section N.
I don't have a copy.
Okay. It'll be in your out basket. Out file.
Remember, we talked about it for about employment and going to school, counting as a 2-year employment.
Oh, yeah.
You said, well,
my feeling was is that we were going to pass the amendment.
Yeah. Want to show hands?
Okay. What we'll do then is go down and change the committee report individual recommendation with the amendment.
Okay.
Okay, NIRMAC, page 3. And I'll just put those two places.
That's just where the Richard Mary's file is. Richard what? Richard Mary's the what? File is.
So how do you straight line that?
What do you mean, Richard Mary's?
Goes on this.
That's what I thought.
Well, I just now got on to it.
I see what you mean. You are sick.
I didn't know what you're talking about either.
What's the first one we've picked up here?
Limited entry.
Oh, now you know.
The midget. What was it again? I was listening. Is this the one, huh?
I'm not going to do it.
No. You play that tape back over because I can hear it.
Midget married the fat lady.
Okay. Page 3. This was a committee of the whole budget, and I'll just make the recommendations on certain amounts. If you object, just say you object. personal services, they had 27 people in their agency, took a 6% vacancy, no new people, recommendation $841,400. Travel, 25% cut.
I thought that was your point. I put it down. $42,800.
Contractual, $351,200. Commodities, $14,600. Total, or equipment, zero, or that they asked for zero. Recommendation, $1,250,000. International North Pacific, Governor's recommendation, 25,000. International Fisheries, Personal Services, 100,500. Travel.
Where you at, Bruce?
6%. Travel, disallowed a portion of the out-of-state travel, 11,300. By the way, the year-to-date on this, there's still 58%, I think, left. Contractual services, recommend 16,800. Okay. We disallowed 11,800 for, quote, professional services for international negotiations. No detail, no backup. Commodities. 1,100 total, 129,700.
That's my machine?
No, Meacham. Meacham's got four different BRUs in here, I think. By the time you add them up, he's got a lot of travel. Pacific Marine Fisheries, recommend 29,000. Law of the Sea. Travel, recommend 4,000. Reason for that is that at the present, on March 1st, they had used only 1,600 to date. Contractual, recommend 4,300. Commodities, recommend zero. They have enough supplies and other related BRUs. Total, recommend 8.3. CZM. This was a policy kind of decision I made. Even though this was federal funds, I knocked out all new positions because they're creating a huge bureaucracy there that eventually I think we're going to have to absorb with general funds some year in the future. So I just cut it back. So I recommended in personal services $229,800. Travel, 79,000. Contractual, governor's figure. Commodities, 3.3. Equipment, zero. Grants, the governor's figure. Total, 3,961,100. Suggested intent, every effort should be made to maximize local involvement.
No position.
NOAA, recommend the governor's figure. Gas pipeline review, recommend zero. The reason for this is that, and you might explain what happened, the House requested a revised BRU from the director of this, and they declined to give a revised one. They refused to do it.
Why don't you revise their response?
Yeah. And this is, by the way, you know, the one that's reimbursed by Northwest Gaslight. It's a reimbursement. Northwest paid for them last year thinking, you know, that they could construction this year, but it appears, you know, that's kind of an offset to the future, at least 2 years.
And there's no reason to keep these people on for 2 years waiting.
They don't do anything.
They don't do anything. They're just sitting there waiting. There are three of those BRU types. One is the Office of the Governor, one is the Department of Environment Conservation, one is Department of Natural Resources related to the gas pipeline. Okay, oil pipeline surveillance. Personal services, 4.3. Travel, 8,000. Contractual, recommend. And again, this is decision based on no information. Recommend 3.2. Delete all contracts. Allow only for the rent and phone. And there was no backup in the right book as to what the contracts were for, how they would be used, or anything of that sort.
How do you get 1.3 in time?
They pull in people from other, I think.
You know, they split out a portion of these activities depending upon what LAS will reimburse for. And they sort of do like they do in some of the efficient game DRUs where they break a position over several divisions. That's essentially what they're doing. Although in this case, I don't think this adds.
High-powered guy, and my third guy is $4,300
anyway. Would you check that out? Okay, we'll check it out.
How do you check it out? The PCM numbers?
Well, I think this is just an error. The position count thing is an error.
Commodities recommend $300. Total recommendation, $15,900. Oil, pipeline surveillance, special projects, recommend zero.
This is the guy here. They don't have anything here.
This is the part, this is probably the part of the guy, but this is the part that Northwest Pipeline refused to reimburse the state, so the state's got the general funds. And that's a bullshit, no general funds. Fish and game licensing. Personal services, $178,800. Travel, 1.7. Contractual, 74.9. Commodities, 3.6. Equipment, 0. Total, 359.0. Oops. 259.0.
Yeah, put that on your ocean.
Commissioner's office, PNR. Deleted all new positions, 56% vacancy, recommend $505,600. Travel, recommend $25,000. Contractual, $206,900. Disallowed the RCA increase at 50% on all other contractual services, except those related to gas price. Commodities, recommend 7.4. Equipment, recommend 0. They're all related to the new position. Land and buildings, governor's recommendation. Total, $795,900. By the way, for your information, within the Department of Natural Resources, they have grown 50% compounded for the last 4 years.
The obstruction, they've done a lot.
Yeah,
they did the obstruction.
50%, it's unbelievable. Planning research.
Page 41.
I'd like to recommend to the committee that I be allowed to zero this for the time being.
You're going to have lunch before now.
Temporary D2 operations, recommend $84,200, just 6% vacancy. And we're going over to leasing.
Page 51. Personal services, recommend 209,000. Travel, recommend 3.5. Contractual, 8,800. Commodities, 900. Equipment, 0. No new positions. Total, 222.2. Petroleum management. Personal services, 366.1. Travel, 14.3. Contractual, 334.7. Commodities, 2.0. Equipment, 0. Total, 717.1.
You think so?
Look at your maintenance figure, 699.
I know. I looked at the request and the governor's figure. See, that's us.
One other reason that I didn't touch it heavily was that the petroleum management, if they get their act together, this is one of the most important BRUs there is, both in terms of the leasing program, in terms of see what's happening. But right now, like for example, in personal services, they have, what is it? They have like six or eight positions vacant. Some have been vacant since 1976. But they evidently just can't find people to fill those positions.
We've had problems in general and leasing. I don't know. They're way behind processing the paperwork.
The younger guy in mineral.
We got one guy in Minnow Basin.
Well, now there's one that the Bureau of Energy was eight.
They don't have this agreement management.
This is really the leasing program where they're really in tough shape. And the miners up there are just living. How the processing is months behind.
No, they can find people for classification and other things.
That's right. It's a classification problem. I think that there are, they're trying to get the same people that private industry is willing to pay more for. Okay, minerals management, personal services, 43.6, travel, 4.8, contractual, 4,000, commodities, governors, total, 52,500. Administration, disallowed all new positions, 138,600. Travel, 8.5. Contractual, 145.3. 9% reduction due to RCA increase and their historical increases surpassing 100 contractual. Commodities, 2.0. Equipment, 0. Total, 294.4. Geological and geophysical. Recommend personal services, 607.7. You need all new positions. Travel, 32.2. Contractual, 350.0. The reason for this is that code 300, they still got a 56% balance as of March 1st. Commodities, 31,000. Total, 1,025.0. Geological and geophysical publications. Personal services,
79.1, travel, 400, contractual, governors, commodities, governors, recommend, 108,000. For your information, the House Belief Rate is higher BRU. Senator, go ahead.
Now, I received word from the university reference to this particular budget. And if you notice down here, they're cutting two personnel positions. These two positions that they're scheduled to be cut are two people who do the topographic mapping, which is used by miners and anybody out in the feedback I got on this particular budget. That's really the only good publications that are put out of this department. And those are the ones that are going to be deleted.
Okay, where was it? Which line? Under contractual?
It'll be under personal services is where it's at. And down on 09, it's showing cutting two positions.
The increase your
personal services.
Decrease your maintenance figure by about $10,000. Increase your contractual about 3, and you got it under the maintenance figure.
Uh-huh.
That puts back into the position.
Okay, and you want those two positions back? Okay, what would be your figure for personal services?
136 or something.
136?
Yeah.
Okay, contractual?
Contractual, make that about 32.
Okay, I believe all items, let's see, travel would be 400, commodities recommend the governor. Who the total? Did you get the...
69.
All right.
The travel, 400.
Down to the pub.
400.
It's up 250.
252. Okay, let me get my figures back. Okay. Mineral Laboratory. Personal Services, 199.1. Travel, 700. Contractual, 17.8. Commodities, 9,000. Equipment, 5,000. The reason that I recommend 10,000 reduction is that the reduced base for large equipment appropriation last year, we gave everything to water. Total, 231,600. Regulation and information. Personal services, 155.2. Travel, 4.1. Contractual, 10.2. Deleted 4,100 related to a new data processing procedure. Commodities, 2.8. Total, 172.3. Administration, 107.5, 5.2, governors, 1.1, governors, total, 226.9. Oil and gas. Okay, North Central. Personal services, recommend 1,387.6. Travel, 35.4. Contractual, 356.9. Commodities, 40.0. Equipment, 16.1. Deleted the office equipment. Total, 1836.0. Conservation Action Corps.
Mrs. Lashley's within the conservation board.
Youth conservation?
No.
Is it youth conservation board?
That's in, I forget, it's not, not this one, but you, yeah.
You know what that's like?
Is it labor,
youth conservation board?
This is the one.
This is the one?
Right. It's in the parks, it's in the park, it's in the park, it's in the.
That's not the YES program?
No.
Oh, okay. This is the one that.
Still thinking of two different things, this does.
I think I just do the adventure-based education.
What are you laughing at? What are you guys laughing at?
Good idea.
Yeah, good idea.
Well, this is, there's also federal program.
There's the 80-20 match.
Maybe we should provide it to.
Okay. But I get, and in the meantime, let me give you some rough kind of figures. Personal services, 346.9. Most of this damn thing goes just into people. Travel, 18.5. Contractual, recommended governors. Commodities, 65,000. Code 500, equipment, 5,000. Total, 483.4. And then we'll flag it.
480 what?
483.4.
Where did you come from? Is there a big item in there?
Put that on the basis of the large increase last year.
Basically, the fact that we gave $16,600 last year. And, you'll notice in those red books that a lot of what they do is use last year's figure as a base. And, sometimes there's duplication. And just because they got equipment one year, about 90% of them expect the same, or expect to have equipment next year too. But we'll flag that for your discussion. Parks and Recreation District, Matt Sue.
Could I ask you one other question?
Mm-hmm.
Your federal receipts in the general fund match comes to 518,000.
Mm-hmm. And it would be reduced proportionately out of 80-20.
I mean, there's someplace else we pay the federal money.
Well, I always look at that before we set the funding out.
I see if we can steal that back.
Parks and Recreation. There's a bunch of little rinky-dink PRUs. Personal Services, Matsu, 286.1. Travel, 3.2. Contractual, 132.3. What I did in all of these BRUs, I didn't really touch contractual too much because last year they felt that we underfunded them. And so, and this is the one that they hire people to pick up garbage along the highway. Well, that's what they want. It's sufficient. But we really whacked it last year. Commodities, 12.2. Equipment, governors. Total, 437.8.
We might estimate 4,307,000,000. Make a park over there.
Yeah.
A park anywhere. 4,000,000,000 right there, you got a chance, and that's true.
I don't think he wants it like a park. Chugach. Personal services, 265.9. Travel, 3.6, contractual governors, commodities governors, equipment, 1,000, total, 429.4.
I don't ever assume that we establish a park, it won't cost you a dime, not a dime.
That's right. Kenai Kodiak. Personal services, 144.5. Travel, 4.3. Contractual, 94.2. Commodities governor, total,
274.3. Southeast, personal services, 176.0. Travel, 10,000. Contractual, 37.6. Commodities governor, equipment governor, lands and buildings governor. Total, 234.4. Copper Basin. They have this Copper Basin right now. Personal services, 69,000. Travel, 4.4. Contractual and commodities are governor. Equipment, 0. Recommend, 139.3. Interior, personal services, 220,000. Travel, 7.4. Contractual and commodities are governor. Equipment, 0. Total, 357.4. Administration, personal services, 36.1. Travel, 4,000. Contractual and commodities are governor. Total, 49.0. One person. They had a BRU for one person.
Well, some might will add one person. They just made a recommendation to put him someplace else to leave the whole BRU.
We were discussing that yesterday. This whole park thing is based about like two people at each one all the way down the road. And we'll come up with a recommendation for the full committee on that for the authorization bill. Because it's a bunch of bullshit. It's just too small. Okay, park development.
You want to help? Can help? Like, get an epidemiologist?
Right?
Yeah. But they didn't build.
I remember him.
They haven't built
years ago because I couldn't say the name.
Yeah.
Epidemiologist.
Yeah, but they haven't filled the position. They got about $300,000 for it. They haven't even filled the position. An empty for a year and a half.
My pronunciation is correct.
Epidemiologist.
I couldn't ever say that thing. That's not learned over it for years being in there.
Usually it's
happened
around.
Sounds like a jig or two.
Epidemiologist.
In fact, Bill, that was about 4 years ago when you gave me that budget to do.
Remember. That's the guy that Cartula keeps introducing me.
Yeah.
A very good friend, old friend, Mr.
Overview.
You ever hear him garble it?
Yeah. He should write some down or something. Park development, no new position, 163.3. Travel,
3.8.
So deleted the new position for 17.4 plus 6% vacancy of 10.6 plus a veto of 2.0.
I missed your figure.
163.3.
Maintenance level, so they cannot take them down to 4 people. That's 2.5.
Okay, salary increase to 1,700. Salary adjustment to 5.4. Reinstatement to the 1% veto, which you took out. Transfer the deputy director to administration support, reduced by 45.6. Reclassified PCN to chief of park development. Park planner to 28,000. Two reclassifications. That's it.
Okay. I know what it is. What's the two reclassifications? $7,000?
You want to check out? Travel,
3.8. You feel like you want to do it.
Contractual, 22.9.
Track all this, and that's what all of us get on top of that. Walk around money.
I'm keeping track of it. Whoever gave Bennett the top this morning. Commodities, 1.8. Equipment, 6.7. Total, 198.5.
Park management, federal state coordination. Yeah, but they moved in, you notice they moved in. They asked for only one position. And they moved in, what was it?
They moved in an RP.
An RP.
That RP went away last time.
Don't you check right off, because I have a note here, I said check figures below dotted line. So would you check off the whole thing? Because I've made a note of two, I don't understand it. Let me get back to that.
They ain't up for legal study, but it's not for Robin's study.
I'm not happy with the legal, I agree. Park management, state federal coordination. Personal services, 74.3. Travel, 2.3. Contractual and commodities, recommend the governor, total 90.6. Park management, administration and support. Personal services, 187.6. Travel, 15.6. Contractual and commodities, recommend the governors. Equipment, 0. Total, 297.7. Historic resource management. Personal services, 219.7. Travel, 14.7. Contractual and commodities, recommend the governor. Total, 351.3.
Who is this?
I don't know who runs it, but remember the lady that was down past the pipe? She came down from Anchorage. She's the head of park service.
Yeah.
Terry McCoy.
Yeah.
Kind of nice looking.
I just wonder if there's no animals.
See, what's the strange thing, John, is here we are on the 5079, and you got an even 50-50 match, which is fine, at 150,900. But over here, we're equal match for the same amount of people, $50,000 more. And the majority of them in
contractual,
$30,000 increase in contractual.
What is the contractual increase? What is it? Surcharge for administration.
Surcharge for federal grant. And apparently they made a note that was to appear in the short form of the governor's analysis, but
it has see note what?
So there is no more detail on that.
The cost of $30,000, I guess.
You want to cut up?
Not me. Not my way.
It's all our budget. This committee is a whole 50 months. $30,000 surcharge for administering the federal grants.
Just remember, is that the same kind of crap as the Department of Labor does? I mean, how they do it, they charge
they
you back
take
for
that
everything.
How much grants are there?
Nobody made.
I know.
These are all the federal ones coming forward. Sort of I was in talk getting a note on some budget matters.
Okay, yeah, I want to put that. So your 30,000 is getting worth? That would look like it. Okay. Commercial fish.
Now, before we get into commercial fish, you look bigged up.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday, I'll have to give us a report on that. I want to see what happened on the buffalo. That might have been it.
Let's see, we're halfway through. I want to quit right now. I know I'm getting tired. I'll give you a report now. Rented a car in Fairbanks and was driving down and ran off the road twice. It was just slippery than hell.
Slipped off on chips.
Yeah, got pulled out, cost me $75 to get pulled out of the ditch. Rented car, you know, one of those cheap things, and just icier than hell. And I was traveling down the afternoon, I came back at 2 o'clock in the morning. Anyway, basically what to me it turned out really good. They want their farms, and they want their buffalo. And there's no two ways about it. Everybody wants both of them. But the buffalo, they say, come in there, you know, they come across the river, 400 and a load, right in the fall time, and just eat up all the barley. What they don't eat, they roll around in. And so they want to move the buffalo a little further away and give them some other kind of food that maybe might be better than barley.
Wrong?
Well, I talked to a biologist up there, and he said, drone isn't better than barley. He said, there's nothing better than barley. So I think we're going to have to plant barley for the bison and barley for the people.
$2 million.
Yeah,
take
care of the buffalo.
$2 million. Eight year will have to be
a
beef buffalo.
Damn, I'm glad I missed that question.
You know what that is?
Like some of that beef.
That's seed money. I got that from here. One person, one farmer up there, or one guy that was in favor of the buffalo anyway, said that if they would build wooden fences around their farms that was set out away from the barley like 10 feet, then they would go through. But he said if they could lean over the fence to eat the barley, then they'd just walk right through it. And,
did you suggest you didn't know about
I did not suggest
that.
No, I made no suggestions like that.
You know, where they have the cattle crossings, like in the, they got those things with holes in the cattle guard.
Yeah.
What about you figure out how to get a scooping machine to go all right around your property?
Electric thing. Boy, you get hit with electric fence, you stretch a good wire around that hill. If they're easy to clean out of the buffalo, it's not right there.
It's terrible.
I guess a bear is running around.
Well, right here they had the moose field, they took them up the bird's grave. And they planted them in the valley between the brown bear and the black bear. So by their own resource.
That's oh, okay.
Well, remember when they had all those little moose out there and they had them all out in the corral out there?
Back to Senate Bill 130 again, just for a second. That was a student loan. We passed out the Senate bill when we should have passed out the Senate Hess Committee substitute. And on the Senate Hess Committee substitute, we're recommending the deletion of subparagraph N. So I need a motion to do what we, did. There's a mutual recommendation. Replace with S, committee substitute, send bill 130, with amendment, mutual recommendation.
Has anybody been watching TV at all the last week or so?
Well, I did.
So did you see, there was a deal on the, have you got the deal? There was a deal that showed these guys were over in Hong Kong. They went to this hotel, Delta Hotel. Yeah, but, well, they had, I was so busy watching the hotel, I sort of stayed there. Same old girl was the bartender there.
The same herself?
Yeah.
Did you see the movie this morning?
Right, the only thing I saw was that cowboy show, Tom Mix and Smith.
There's a good one about it, Olivia de Havilland. When she was, I think it was the next movie after Melanie. One bill on from finance today, excise tax on liquor. Two bills.
I'd like to get the committee's feeling on that. If I'm going to carry the bill, as the bill we put out, they have a rules committee deal also that's in there.
What they do in the rules committee?
They had a two things on there. They added powdered alcohol is all right, but then they added another thing on there that isn't all right. We'll lock up those. It's fine, it would work fine if you're down in the States where you got 30 distributors. But up in Alaska, you only have the four major distributors, and we locked. If you couldn't buy it from anybody but those four distributors, you couldn't get a special order of wine. You couldn't buy
it. I thought Coletto had agreed to our version.
He came out with a different one.
It kept it 0.7.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Well, we're all due pass on a Senate Finance Committee substitute, so if you need to change or want to change, you've got to get up.
I don't want to change it.
I don't intend to change either. Okay, tomorrow we'll go through the rest of it, which would be fishing and environmental conservation. Call the meeting to order. Senator Nankin.
Said these were appropriations, not allocations. Well, I see it. I don't have it.
Well, Mr. Chairman. Senator Hackett, if we, we were to delete that, are we just saying that there's going to be a number of merchants out there with bills that
that's not what we're saying. If we delete it, we're saying pay for it out of your existing budget. Watch yourself next year and pay it. These are those things that they incur. What the Senate Bill 143.
Mr. Chairman, if we do that, I would suggest that we include a letter of intent with that, so it's not remain unpaid or, an extended period, but it's a very timely matter from the position of contact.
But if you pay the meeting from the existing sites,
yeah, otherwise, you get them in a supplemental next year again. You see a bunch of merchants sitting out there.
That's what I've got in trouble with.
Still hanging by their fingernails.
Okay, any pleasure then, an intent letter, and do I have a motion? With section one eliminated. Section two has been changed to $232,400, as is listed here. Section three has a sum of $200,500 to be allocated as follows. Juneau, $24,172, Fairbanks, $56,880, Ketchikan, $12,087, Eagle River, $50,481, Ridge View, $56,880, we added another section of this bill. Some of $100,000 is appropriated to the Department of Health and Social Services Division of Social Services, Youth Services, for program grants to adventure-based education programs. So it's that bill minus section one. And the motion by Senator Bennett is to move it from committee with individual recommendations. How many do passes do we have? 80 pass, 40 pass, 50, 60. How about changing it to move from committee with a do pass recommendation? The other bill that we have to clean up on is committee substitute Senate Bill 114. And Gary, tell us what the kind of problem is.
Mr. Chairman, the motion was for the committee substitute that's in the file to be passed out. However, the committee report was filled out as the Senate bill being passed out. I believe it was just an oversight. And the committee did intend to pass out the committee substitute.
Had any bidding on the fiscal procedure today?
100%.
Maybe in the outside.
Yes, competitive bidding on the fiscal procedure today.
Okay, so what we need to clean this one up? Just a motion?
We need an, the motion was for the committee substitute, but the report was for the Senate bill. So I think what we need to do is just understand that the committee report sheet that we signed didn't match up with the motion that we made. And what should we pull it back and sign a new committee sheet?
Either that or amend the committee report to reflect the committee substitute.
Without objection, you can enter. Agenda on Thursday, if that's your desire. What page are we on, Bob?
he didn't follow through with it. He got lost in a couple of years, or 5 or 6 years ago.
Public perception is not necessarily what you do. So.
Backup open. I'll tell you about it.
I just wanted to know basically what the governor, why he spent the $100,000. Did he have a backup on that money?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I understand, talking to the budget management people, that they wanted to do all of these projects that the accomplished research team would put in the budget, but they felt like they couldn't afford them at that level, so they just reduced them in a rather arbitrary fashion. The $100,000, for instance, wasn't really specified. They allowed only one permanent full-time position instead of the two requested, and they made the corresponding reductions in the line item. You can contrast the two by looking at the agency request and what the governor approved as far as where he's making the money.
And he gets reduced it enough to where it wouldn't work.
I don't know where it was again.
We have a smaller hearing. Maybe we could ask Dean Paddock, who's a fish biologist by professional training, but who's on my staff now as an assistant, is knowledgeable about this. Could you just sort of thumbnail this for us? What stocks are involved, where they're at, what the values are, and what the potential problems are.
My question is,
okay.
Mine, I do.
Do you want to give us new figures for the break for the code?
So all these figures you're giving us changed, right?
Yeah.
Prove that total of 2460.6, and I can work up on it.
Right. Are there any objections to the new total, 2460.6? There are no objections.
If you want to add any funds, I would like a letter of intent that they put a man up there for the sensitive vital area for the Chilkat king salmon, and also really salmon stocking environment.
What are the costs?
I'm sorry, I didn't have a book about the set up the box and the cost of the big house.
You just heard through this whole thing. You want to fight that and come back with this?
Well, we just haven't received the breakdown supposedly coming, but I haven't received it yet. I'm sure there are other associated costs other than just personal service. So until we get that, we wouldn't be able to put it in. We don't even know what the division costs.
Okay, then if it's satisfactory, we'll find that.
Very good information.
Did you say I was part time legal law? Never paid the person here.
Okay. In personal services, the total figure is 658.9. That backs out 6% vacancy and 73 for veto. Travel is 43.5, which is 25% reduction. Contractual is 268.1, which allows the DP chargeback but deletes the inflation. Commodities 5.9, which deletes the inflation. And equipment is 0. All the new office equipment deleted. The total is 976.4.
Commercial fish federal aid programs.
Personal services 895.8, deletes a new position, deletes 6% vacancy and 5.7 in veto. The travel is 35.8, 25% reduction. Contractual 339.9, reduction in inflation. Commodities 106.0, reduction in inflation. Equipment is 0 on the equipment.
Total figure?
1377.5. Personal services figure is 205.4. This allows positions 1 through 8, which were RP positions, to delete 9 through 19, which are new positions, and take the 6% vacancy.
What's that, 205.4?
Then in the miscellaneous, where all the other associated costs are lumped together, the figure is 98.4, which represents a pro rata share of the associated costs.